You're listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about Saturday Night Live. The show is currently in its 37th season, and people are still saying, even at this point, halfway through the season, that Melissa McCarthy was the best host so far, not just this season, actually, but in years. Other recent guests of note have included Jason Segel, Katy Perry, Emma Stone, Charles Barkley, that was a good one, and Daniel Radcliffe. I think he was the latest. To talk about Saturday Night Live this season and what we can expect, I guess, during election year, which is an election year, so that, you know, everybody's looking forward to that, is a Saturday Night Live expert and sports writer for LA Daily News, John Wareham. John, are you with us?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for doing the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So what did you think of the Melissa McCarthy episode? Did you agree with everybody that it was, like, one of the best in years? Or?
Yeah. As soon as I saw the first sketch, I realized that she was going all out and had no qualms. And as the show went along, it became the best. You know, each sketch was better than the previous one. I think she was the best not only this year, but overall maybe the past 10 years, except for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's really good every time he's on.
Right. I mean, people love him. And sort of same thing with Christopher Walken. He was a legend, and Alec Baldwin. Would you compare Melissa McCarthy to him, or just to say, you know, like someone as big as Alec Baldwin or Christopher Walken in terms of the quality of being a guest or the sketches?
In terms of the quality, yeah. And her approach was sort of like Will Ferrell's in a way, you know,
yeah.
as a cast member, where she did, and she had no shame and had no boundaries. And just went completely over the line, you know, in terms of all the different things she was doing. So she was more like Will in that way. But mm-hmm. She was more like Baldwin overall in terms of a great guest. If they have her on again next year, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's funny. It was right after she won the Emmy, too. So there was all this buzz and everybody was still talking about Bridesmaids and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And but the thing is, they're not going to be able to get that caliber of guest every time, right? I mean, that's sort of what's happening now. Is like it's sort of hit or miss. Like Emma Stone, I still don't think has really found her groove on the show. I mean, she was funny in a couple of sketches, funnier than when she was first on the show. But I thought it was sort of, in general, it seems like hit or miss this season, or in most seasons.
Yeah, in some cases, it takes, you know, maybe two or three times to be on there to get your groove. And JT was like that the first, you know, the first one he was good, but he's gotten better ever since.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley's been on at least twice, maybe mm-hmm. three times now, I think, actually.
What did you think of his episode?
His was good. I think his previous one, the one that was on, I think, maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago, maybe, that was better, I think, than this one. This one, he played Shaq.
Yeah, that was
good. Yeah.
Right. And I liked White People Problems. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was really funny, too. Yeah.
What did you think of people? Everybody was mad, I guess, about Lana Del Rey. I've watched this performance, and I mean, she wasn't great, but everybody's like, she's the worst musical act Saturday Night Live has ever had, and I'm just like, really? I mean, worse than
Slade O'Connor? Well, I wouldn't go so far to say the worst ever, because I watched the 1985 season, and it couldn't get anybody of any quality on that season. You know, that season, and then the year after, even they were still kind of trailing and having poor guests.
That was after Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo left, right? And before
that was the Terry Sweeney, Randy Quaid, Robert Downey Jr. season.
Robert Downey Jr.
He was on it, and so did Anthony Michael Hall, actually, too.
Right? See, I like Anthony Michael Hall still. I love him ever since Breakfast Club. This boy.
So. And he's good, and they're all good independently. Just that particular show, the writing was so bad, and Terry Sweeney only played Nancy Reagan in every sketch.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes. What? Okay. What season was Julia Louis-Dreyfus on?
She was with Murphy in the early '80s. I think it was like maybe '81 to '83 or '84, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And then they got and Mary Gross is on that, and so was Robin Duke, who was an SCTV.
Oh, right.
A girl, I believe, or Second City, actually.
And when did Phil Hartman come? Because that's when it got better, right? It was that horrible part, and then Phil Hartman came, and then Adam Sandler and all those guys.
Yeah, the Sandler and Rock and Rob Schneider and Farley were kind of in the 90, like the 89, 90, 91 kind
mm-hmm.
of area.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was Hartman. He was there, I think think he might have been there in 86 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
In the year right after the bad Sweeney Downey Quaid year was Crystal, Christopher Guest, and Martin Short.
Right.
And then they were only on for a year, and then it kind of turned over again and got Hartman and these people kind of started, you know, Neela and those kind of guys, you know.
Now, one of those years, was that the year Lorne Michaels left and it was like the sports guy or?
Yeah. The first year he was back, I think the first year that Lorne came back, I think, was the really bad year. and he wanted names. He wanted people that people knew. So he got Downey and Quaid and those guys. They were terrible. So then in the following year, he got Crystal and Guest and Short. And Dick Ebersol had run the show for a couple of years between a Lorne who left in like 79, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
One year was Jean Dumanian, who was a producer on Woody Allen movies.
Oh.
And she was on for a year. I think it was 79-80 or 80-81, one of those. And Eddie Murphy had started right in that area, but she didn't put him in sketches. He was kind of in the background.
Hmm.
She left. Ebersol showed up and put Murphy in front.
That was the thing he did that was smart.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, get him in the front of everything. So Murphy became this big star.
I love, to this day, like if someone says the words James Brown and hot tub, I just lose it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it had Dr. Joyce Brothers in it, too. That was one of the catches.
Joyce Brothers in the hot tub. You can't top it. You just can't top that. So,
And she was only in like a little still. It wasn't even her like moving around in video. It was the still shot of her and him. That was it.
Oh, man. Classic. So, I mean, okay, here's the thing. I love Bill Hader. I think he's my favorite right now on Saturday Night Live. When he does Clint Eastwood, he doesn't even have to say anything. He just stands there with that scowl on his face, or he does a great Alan Alda, and it's just like, but I don't think that there are too many other players on there now. Not that they're bad, you know, a few of them have like a couple of, you know, really sweet spots, but in terms of consistency and him being like sort of the breakout, I think he's the breakout person this season.
I think he, Kristen Wiig has been around. You know, been around.
Yeah.
And she's kind of the breakout female.
Yeah, she is.
And the two of them, if they're in a sketch together, then look out because they're just going to take it and go all kinds of different directions. And Hader doesn't have any shame either, it seems. So he does whatever the hell he wants to do.
I know. What is that? He plays like a rave kid or something on the Weekend Update. And I just, every time.
It's Stefan.
Stefan.
Stefan has, and he's like, he's always the person that knows all the new clubs. And all the new clubs in New York have like dancing dwarfs and like.
Right,
really,
and Spud
like really
Webb. He kept saying, and Spud Webb the last time around. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, and he can't help but laugh through it. And I heard that he and his friend write it, but then his friend sneaks in jokes that Bill doesn't know is coming. That's why he laughs.
That's awesome. The thing I will say, though, probably my strongest criticism of the season this far, and it's probably the last few seasons, is that it feels like the strongest thing on there really is, like, Weekend Update. And then everything else sort of, like, is either really good or just really forgettable. And then they keep bringing back – there's certain sketches they keep bringing back. And I have no idea why, like the Miley Cyrus thing or that game show what's the missing word or secret word?
Secret Word, I think it's funny, actually.
Really? Secret Word. And they keep bringing, and I'm just like, who wants these? Who wants this? Or like America, what was it? Japanese America Pop Fun Time?
Yeah, that one's a little bit.
J-Pop America Fun Time now.
And the first time they aired that one, they had the teacher, who was the Japanese teacher of all the classes, who was off the side. And it cut to him, and that was the day, and it cut to him. And he's like, this is not representative of, and it seemed a slightly racist, kind of racist.
Yeah.
So the second time they did it, he was there more often to make
make sure people knew.
Exactly, to make sure people knew that it was not real, you know.
John, it's been such a pleasure. I could talk about Saturday Night Live with you for hours, but of course, no one would listen but us. that's been our show. You were a fantastic guest. I can't thank you enough. I owe you big time.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was really fun.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. See you later.
I want to thank our guest, John Wareham, who is a font of knowledge when it comes to Saturday Night Live. That guy, he knows all that stuff. NPR West, the wonderful engineer Patrick, who I could not have done this without, Crizal Lenses, one of our sponsors, as well as Freshology. Taste, style, convenience, environment. Visit Freshology.com for more information. Thanks for listening.
It's my favorite sleeping.